Well, it's not exactly 7 yet, but I really don't know what that was and can't listen to it any longer. So, we're going to start Silent X Radio. Hi, I'm Allie with the Silent X, and you're listening to Silent X Radio. Today with me in the yurt, I have Rachel and Yasmin. You guys want to say hello?
Why, hello there.
Hello.
Anyway, welcome to the yurt, Rachel and Yasmin. We're going to have a good time. First up, we're going to play Please, Mr. Postman by the Beatles.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait,
wait, hey, 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 Mr. Postman.
Mr. Postman, look and see.
Oh yeah,
you're back for me.
Please, please,
I've
Mr. Postman. Oh yeah,
since I heard from the gallant
mine. There must be some words and days by my girlfriend. So far away, please, Mr. Postman, look and see if there's a letter for me. I've been standing here waiting, Mr. Postman, so patiently for just a card or just a letter. Make me feel better by leaving me. I got a letter,
Mr. Postman. Look and see if there's a letter
for me. I've been waiting such a long time
since I heard from that girl of mine.
You gotta wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh
Mr.
yeah,
Postman.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Was Mr. Postman by the Beatles, and you're listening to Silent X Radio. I'm Allie with the Silent X. Today in the yurt with me, I have Yasmin, that's like Jasmine, but with a Y, and Rachel, and we are having a party. Come join us if you're at Hampshire, and call in if you're not. Today, Rachel's going to be our Assassins correspondent, and after our next song, we're going to talk about what that is, and she's gonna talk a little bit about Assassins and how her game has gone. But up next, we've got Peaceful Easy Feeling by the Eagles.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown.
get this feeling I may know you as a lover and a friend. But this voice keeps whispering in my other ear, tells me I may never see you again. 'Cause I get a peaceful
And that was Peaceful Easy Feeling by the Eagles. And now, Rachel, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Assassins game? What was that?
So, Assassins was set up, I believe it was by Excalibur?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, by either, yeah, Excalibur or the Mythos crew.
It used the Excalibur's mailing list, but I think it's technically through
Mythos. Yeah, okay. Well, they decided to put together a game of Assassins, and that's a fun little game where you get a bunch of people together, and it's kind of like you throw all their names into a hat, and someone draws out a name, and you get to, and that's like the person you're supposed to assassinate, and
not actually assassinate,
yeah, not
right?
Actually, yeah. Not actually. You can only kill them with fake registered weapons by one of the gods, which is Jonah and Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So during that. When you are an assassin, before you get killed, which almost everyone does, you have to, you have to go, you have to go and find your target and kind of stalk them and kill them while they're alone, so then there are no witnesses. If there is a witness when you kill someone, that person can be saved and go to the hospital. Now, during this game, there's a lot of paranoia, because you don't know who's after you out of, well, the whole campus, because you don't know who's playing. So people get traps set on their door, which causes extra paranoia in the morning, poison under the doorknobs, poison booby traps, electrified booby traps, the list goes on and on.
And what happens if you kill your target?
If you kill your target, you get a point, and you send in a message to one of the gods, which was Jonah or Christian, and You get a new target afterwards, and once
your target's target.
And you get in the mailing letter that goes out every night, updating all the assassins and all the dead people what's going on in the game. You get a fun little story about how you killed your target.
Yeah, the newspaper bulletin. So, what happens if you get killed?
If you get killed, you can either disappear from existence or join one of the dead games, which I did.
Cool. All right. So what was it you wanted to share with the
During, being an assassin, I had a pretty good run. I killed 3 people. I was pretty proud of that. But during the entirety of it, I was having people, I just managed to be really unlucky and get people who I just didn't know in general. Like, they weren't people who I was friends with or was close to. So it created kind of a difficult game for me. I eventually did die. I was stabbed with a knife in my room by big scary guy called Tim. He killed me.
He killed a lot of people. He was pretty scary, dude.
Very, very scary guy.
Yep.
So that happened, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll join a dead game. The next person who I happened to get was a guy who lives off campus, which did not make it fun for me. So
who was it?
I'm forgetting his name. It's, I don't know. He goes to Zap.
Okay.
I could go kill him in now, but I'm deciding against it. So,
nice.
But so I've had three people kill me so far in the dead game on a game that I've pretty much just completely given up. At first, I thought it was kind of amusing.
So you can't, like, die and be out of the dead game?
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You continually get resurrected.
Interesting.
Every day. So my first assassin was Greg, and Greg tried to kill me at first before I knew I was part of the dead games.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't checked the email yet, but I was apparently his target, and he killed me, but it didn't count because it was during one of the ceasefires.
Uh-huh. Which is when there's a group
when
activity.
Yeah, and you can't kill someone during those times. And the god sends, one of the gods sends out a memo beforehand saying you can't kill someone during this time.
Mm-hmm.
So he killed me then, and we decided since there'd be no more espionage in it, because I already knew who he was, it'd be more fun to just go grab some mythos weapons and charge screaming at each other in the middle of a field to make it an epic fight. And then he went and killed me a couple days later in the laundry room, stabbing me in the back.
How rude. Greg, shame on you.
Bad job, Greg. Bad job. Next one was Ian Campbell. Naked Ian, as you call him.
Who won last year's regular game, if I am recalling correctly.
Ian did a pretty good job, except for the fact that he killed me in Saga, and one of my friends saw.
Which is our meal hall.
Yep. Killed me in the meal hall, and it was a pretty decent kill. It was pretty sneaky.
How you do it?
I was walking through a crowd, and he got behind me, and it was just like a quick jab into the back. Not exactly a fatal thing. And then I was also just killed on the way to this show by Danish and friends while walking with, well, Allie with an X here. They also managed to slit her throat as well. But
no, he stabbed me in the head.
Oh, he stabbed you in the
head
as well?
He stabbed me on the top of my head.
Yeah, okay. That's weird.
It was kind of weird, and I wasn't playing in the dead game in the first place, so.
Well, you were a witness, so.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah, so you were a witness. But the strange thing was there were also people behind us.
Yeah.
And then he actually brought witnesses with him who weren't accomplices.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. There's just been some really weird and bad kills in the dead games, which kind of...
I guess if you can die repeatedly, then it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Is there a wanted list?
No, there's no wanted list.
Okay.
That's why people haven't been being careful.
Yeah, okay, that's
so lame. Jonah, if you're listening, make there be a wanted list for the dead games, and if you die in the dead games, you're out. That'd be a lot more entertaining.
All right, so up next we've got a song, and it's sort of supposed to go with the assassin's idea. It's Private Eyes by Hall & Oates.
Oh,
this is a super creepy song. Check it out, folks.
Head over love.
Hello there. You're listening to Silent X Radio. This is Ali with a Silent X, and today, well, not today, but for now I'm using an Irish accent, and I don't really know why, it just came out that way. Well, anyway, up next, we've got another song. Not really sure what it is yet, so we're going to have the other people in the yurt do a little talking. We've got Dan in the yurt. Say hello, Dan.
Hello, Ali.
And we've got Rachel in the yurt.
Hello.
And we've got Yasmin in the yurt.
Howdy.
And we're still looking for another song, so why don't you guys chat us up a little bit? A wee bitteen.
Well, I would like to personally plug my radio show right now, because I am a douchebag. And I can't do this.
Remember, we got people listening from far and wide. Just make sure you're being clean, yeah?
I'm clean. I said friggin'. It's not a bad
word. Douchebag is a... It's an American term.
Get a bad rap.
All right.
They provide a good service.
You're I don't know what I'm
okay. Why don't we stop with that and we're going to do a little bit of... I can't find anything Irish off the top of my head. We'll do something for you Irish in a little bit, but in a wee bit. But right now we're going to play Overkill by Colin Hay. It's lovely. Enjoy.
I can get to sleep. Think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be all right. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Alone between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights, though there's little variation. It nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows. Another
I'm talking into the wrong mic.
Hi,
anyway,
everybody.
Hello,
so
you're listening to
Dan.
Silent X. You're listening to Silent X Radio. I'm Allie with the Silent X. If you'd like to call in and chat with us, you may do so at 413-559-6766. For now, we got Rachel and Dan were having an argument about the Dead game, whether it should have a wanted list. You guys want to argue that on air for us?
I'd like to make a call first. So you should tune in to the Yurt Radio Saturdays. What is it? Four
stop,
to five.
Stop plugging. Stop plugging.
It's the mission.
Just stop.
With that, I'll
plug.
Okay, so there should definitely be a wanted list because you can just kill someone and then bring them all on. Come on, I want to kill every single person who comes after me. That would be so cool if you could pull that off.
Clearly, Dan clearly has a case of bloodlust, and it is not healthy for him.
Oh, but it is so fun.
Well, it is undeniably fun. It is not healthy for a person who is trying to do schoolwork and stay in school and stay alive.
In Mythos, have you ever just, like, jumped into a crowd going, Bazinga!
No, I have not.
Neither have I. However, it is my dream to eventually get the balls to
admittedly,
do that.
Right.
Admittedly, I was lit on fire once, but...
Oh, do tell. Oh,
all right, and up next we have Twist and Shout, hopefully by the Beatles, but, you know, possibly not. We'll see how that works out for us. And, oh, yes, we did it. Twist and Shout. Anyway, we've got a phone call coming in. One moment, please. Silent X Radio, may I ask who's calling?
Hello, Silent X. This is Mother X.
Hello, Mother X. How are you today?
I'm good.
That's,
how are you?
Just super duper. What's going on? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Rancho Mirage, California.
How's the weather?
The weather here in Rancho Mirage is sunny and cool. We got up to a fair 62 today, and it's quite cool. The wind was blowing. It's a little bit of haze due to the blowing sand. It's quite pleasant as opposed to Northern California, where it's been cold and rainy.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds very nice. Outside today is about 27 degrees when I woke up at 11 a.m., and it's expected to get warmer this week, and we're supposed to get some rain showers, but then it's supposed to get all the way up to 45 degrees. Can you imagine?
Sounds like a heat wave.
Our 1.5-foot snowdrifts might even shrink even more. That would be kind of cool. Except I've got a bet with my friend. I said they wouldn't be completely gone until after March 20th, and she said before March 15th. So I'm go drifts go. Yeah.
Excellent.
Indeed.
Well, I'm so sorry I can't hear your musical selections today. I am out of DSL and unable to hear. The grandparents are brokenhearted. They wanted to hear your musical selections, and now we are out of luck. It's a tragedy.
Indeed. Well, you can tune in every week at 7 p.m. or 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time for more Silent X music. You do know you're on air, right? I should have probably told you that at the beginning of this phone conversation. But, yes, anyway, well, it's so lovely of you to have called Mother X. Up next, we've got 500 miles by... To represent how far away from us you are, we got 500 miles.
Times three.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, I'll try and scream you on my...
When I wake up,
indeed.
Yeah,
good luck
I know
with that.
I'm going to be. I'm going
right.
to be the man who wakes up next
love
to you.
Love
when I go
show.
Out,
bye-bye.
Yeah, I know I'm
going
to be. I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. And if I get drunk... Yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. If I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be that man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm with him, yeah, I know I'm gonna be man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. And when I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I grow old, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing old with you. I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. Well, I know I'm gonna dream about the times when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. I'm gonna be the man who comes home with you. And I would walk 500 miles and walk 500 more just to be that man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
that was 500 Miles by Koopa, which is not the version that is sounds actually Scottish, but I know I was speaking in an Irish accent earlier, but that was a Scottish song. Anyway, up next, we've got You Make My Dreams, again by Hall & Oates. Seems like a Hall & Oates type of day. Enjoy. And that was You Make My Dreams by Hall & Oates. And you're listening to Silent X Radio, and I'm Allie with the Silent X. If you'd like to call in to chat or request a song or anything you'd like, comment on the weather in your territories, you may do so at 413-559-6766. We should really put that on the website. I've got a meeting with the signers this afternoon. I could do it. I could do it. We could do it. It'd be cool. Anyway. Up next, we've got Angel in the Centerfold, also known as Centerfold. We're not really sure what to call it because it's called Angel in a Centerfold in my iPod, but I don't think that's correct. Anyway, here it comes. Oops. Angel in the Centerfold by J. Giles Band.
Was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain the memory of my
And that was Angel in the Centerfold by J. Giles Band. And now we've got someone else from Rancho Mirage, California on the phone. This is my grandmother, Grandma Ricky. Grandma Ricky, say hello.
Hello there.
Hi. So what?
Job on your show. We all love it out here. We're so happy to be able to hear it. And wish we could share this gorgeous, gorgeous weather with you. I'm sitting here next to a beautiful swimming pool, and I'm thinking about you. Do you have a lot of snow out there?
Yeah, we still got about a foot and a half or 2 feet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're trying to, we'll see how long that'll stay. It's all black and windswept. It's very interesting aesthetic look. It's cold. All of my yurt mates are telling me it's very cold, yes. Want to say hello to my grandmother?
Hello, Allie's grandma.
hello, we're fine. Well, it's wonderful to hear your program. We think it's a great program. We think you do a very good job.
Do you have any song requests?
What song, Aunt Joni, Grandmother Jones? You pick one for me, Allison.
All right, how about a... What do you want? You want some? I'll put on some rap for you or some hip hop.
Whatever you like.
Okay.
Glenn Miller, Jones, your mom.
Glenn Miller, I can do that. All right.
All right. Great.
We'll get you some Glenn Miller. Thanks so much for calling.
Wonderful to talk to you. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, my grandmother. And so up next we've got some Glenn Miller Orchestra. Let's see if I can find that. We seem to have something crazy going on behind me. Guys, what's going on? Oh, they're having a hypnotist battle. There's a hypnotist battle in the yurt. I'm really not sure what's going on. Oh my goodness. A hypnotist battle. Goodness, I really don't know what to do. Anyway, we've got some Glenn Miller. We're going to play Chattanooga Choo Choo and enjoy. That was Chattanooga Choo Choo by Glenn Miller. Anyway, up next we have Snouse, and now for something completely different. We have our new song of the week, which is going to be I Got a Feelin' by the Black Eyed Peas.
What?
Feel free to sing along the woo-woo part. It's the best part. Enjoy.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be. Shut it down!
tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash.
Smash.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
And that was I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. And up next, we've got a novelty song, our novelty song of the week, because here at Silent X Radio, we play one new song and one novelty song all week in the midst of our oldies bash. And this week, our novelty song is going to be, well, I'll let it be surprise. It's sort of a meme. We'll see how it works. Maybe half of my listeners will be really irritated, but here you go. Enjoy.
Give me one of the two.
You know, it would really, really help if my volume was turned up. Let's try that again.
Hi, kids. Today we're gonna learn about Africa. Isn't that right, Africa?
That's right, Professor.
Hey, Africa. Is it hot where you are?
Of course it is. Better get an air-conditioned car.
Hey, Africa. I heard the jungles are dense.
The foliage is green and the rainfall's intense.
Hey, Africa. Are the lions real scary?
Sure they are. And they're also quite hairy.
Hey, Africa. What about tigers?
Well, yeah. They're jungle cats, too.
Hey, Africa! Cheetahs? Scary?
I mean, you've pretty much asked the same question. I mean, they're all more or less the same animal.
Hey, Africa! What about a lioness?
Yeah, that's just a female lion! I mean, what do you want me to say here?
Hey, Africa, are the leopards scary?
This is unbelievable. You bring me out here so you can ask me the same question again and again and again?
Hey, Africa, what about a little puma? Whoa.
Listen, man, I was on Fred Tenor. I don't need this sh**.
Africa, still curious about this puma. Africa, oh no, the puma's on my body. This seems like a terrible situation. But babe,
maybe not. Your response will help determine this. Well, Professor, pumas are kind of scary. You should watch out for them. Well, thank you, Africa, for your prompt response. No problem, Professor. It was my pleasure. I think you are smart and handsome. Well, that's a very nice thing for a continent to say. You're one of a kind. I like you as well. Whoa! My chest, Kylie! Pumas are inside me if they're dangerous.
Right, and that was Hey Africa. And if you'd like to see the accompanying video, go on to YouTube and type in Hey Africa into your search bar. Enjoy. And for our last song of the evening on here on Silent X Radio, we've got And When I Die, which is Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Satan, don't want to die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone,
in our world to carry on, to carry on.
And that was And When I Die by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And it turns out we have extra time for one last song. And so I'm going to play And Your Bird Can Sing by the Beatles to make it three Beatles in one show. That's crazy. Crazy talk. Here it is.
You tell me that you've got everything you want and your bird can sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me. You say you've seen seven wonders and your bed is green, but you can't see me. You can't see me. When your prized possessions start to weigh you down, look in my direction. I'll be round, you tell me that you've heard every sound there is, and your bird can swing, but you can't hear me, you can't hear me. Is broken, will it bring you down? You may be awoken. I'll be round, I'll be round. You tell me that you've got everything you want and your bird can sing, but you don't get me, you don't get me.
And that was And Your Bird Can... Oh, yep, that was And Your Bird Can Sing by the Beatles. And that's about all we have time for today in the Yurt. Up next, we got a new show. I don't know who it is, but it should be cool. So if you'd like to stay tuned, stay tuned. And this is Silent X, signing off for the week. Have a nice week.
Silence. Okay.